Yes, great day, amazing humans. This is I, Keechin Wofford Robinson, and I'm here with an Empowered in My Skin podcast exclusive. The team is hard at work prepping for the release of season 2 in September. But for now, I thought I would share some content with you as we wait for that release. And this is an interview I had the pleasure of doing with Daryl Perry on a LinkedIn Live. And the vibe is high, and I think you'll enjoy this episode.
Yeah, some fun for Juneteenth, folks. Happy June 19th. Let me get this all switched off right quick. All right, when we jamming over here in the background, y'all got to get some business done real quick. Thank you, folks. Welcome to another edition of Business with Benefits. I'm the guy with the bow tie checking in with you live. To my right, we have the wonderful Nkechi Robinson. I hope you're nice and pumped up from the music now.
That was wicked.
Awesome. Turn the echo out. There we go. All right. Yeah. Have you heard that song before?
No, I haven't, but that jam is sweet. I was like, is that my jam? Is that the jam he introduced me? I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Queen.
Friday. Yeah, you're going
to. Yeah, we got to represent for our queens today on Juneteenth. So thank you for joining me. We got the Canada-U.S. connection going.
Yes.
So how are you doing today, queen?
I am amazing. I am fabulous. I'm so excited. I think earlier this week I posted that when you have something, when you have like a future to look forward to, you can't be discouraging your past. So I've been excited about this moment. It's great.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to see you do some phenomenal things out there. I love the motivational speaking you're doing, the poetry, the slam poetry, all of that. But for the people that might not have seen you on your feed, I think I saw you through a podcast initially at first. But for people who haven't seen you before and don't know who you are, let them know why they should listen to you.
Oh, my gosh. So first of all, my name, Nkechi Nyira, is the full name, Nkechi Nyira Wofford. My name means I'm God's gift. So why would you want to follow God's gift? No, but seriously, I'm on a mission to really empower humans everywhere. You know, I think that is, I think it was, what's his name, that said it best. That empowerment is the lead domino that has the ability to change the world. Now, you went on mute for a second, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the lead domino to change the world. And I'm on a mission to really contribute in a very valuable way. I believe I'm designed to impact a billion people, to empower a billion people to live a really purpose-driven life, you know? So if that floats your boat, then follow me. Check me out.
I loved it.
Who doesn't want to live an empowered life, you know?
If they don't want to, I don't want to talk to them. So they don't need to watch. They don't need to watch this if that's what they feel. But Chad jumped in already, having team live. Thanks, Chad, for being team live.
Hey, yes, Chad.
He said I'm in as well, so he wants to be in an empowered life as well.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. Remember, I saw one one video you did talking about spin the bottle when you were a young girl and how you felt growing up as a young Black woman. Because obviously, today's Juneteenth. Yeah. Canada doesn't talk about Juneteenth as much as the U.S., and really the U.S. doesn't talk about it a whole lot. But it's a celebration of freedom, and I think of love as well. So as you hear what's going on in the U.S. and everything, and think about your childhood with that spin the bottle story, share that with the people and kind of why you are where you are today.
Yeah, I will for sure. But I just have to pop off when the Holy Spirit dumps on me, like what you just said really resonated, like freedom. When I think about freedom, love to me is was to feel liberated. Like when I really start to love me and how I was unfolding in this world, it was a sense of freedom, a sense of liberation. And it's in this feeling of liberation that we liberate others, which is why June 19th is such an important day when we think about, you know, people's freedom, right? That is their ability to feel liberated. And then in turn, take that feeling and impact others and then just create this amazing chain reaction. Anyway, just have to share that little something that just came into me. So thank you. For that. So, so have I always been empowered? No. I would say, so just very, very quickly, my parents lived life, they're proud Nigerians. They lived life on their own terms. And so for them, they've had rock solid identities from as much as I can remember. They never spoke to me and my brother about racism or you know, the color of our skin. It was more about the strength of our character. And so they taught us lessons over the course of our life. And so it was always about watching my parents for the lessons that I was learning. I mean, I obviously wasn't that insightful back then to know that that was what was happening. But I recognize as my life has unfolded and I've really found my purpose in life, I was like, oh, wow, that lesson I learned from my mom and that one from my dad and that one, you know. And so, you know, I think my parents always wanted me to feel that I was empowered. But I would say society had a very, very different plan. And it was never in my favor. It was in my favor to disempower me to there's something I heard recently. It's almost like spirit murdering, right? So and even now, like as I'm sharing this, I never, like as I got older, like as I really started that journey of uncovering and unfolding, I have not blamed a single human for anything that I've had to encounter my lifetime, because I recognize that I wouldn't be who I am on today without those, with all of those things happening. And so But if I had to like sit back and really think about why I wasn't empowered, is because your spirit gets murdered so much by you're not enough, you're not good enough, you know, the bullying, you know, your skin's too dark, you're too ugly, your hair's too coarse, you're too dumb, you're too stupid, you know, you're not going to amount to anything. Like when you just hear that from all these external places and like you said, that spin the bottle, that was another spirit murdering. It's like we're in a dark space. And there's a boy that, you know, you're in the, it makes me emotional only for that little girl, you know, there's a boy in the cover and all you're supposed to do is just a little kiss, you know, and wouldn't even do that in darkness. Cause in darkness, you're all alike. So imagine that in darkness, in complete darkness, we're all alike. It's only our knowledge and wisdom that separates us. But the thing about it is he knew who was in the closet with him. And even that wouldn't, you know? And so you think about how all of those just, you know, call it spirit murdering, call it dim your light, you know? And so that was a good portion of my life. Like I grew up my teens that way. I went through university that way. I started dating, you know, I got into my career with just a bit of my spirit murdered. And so I would say that what really carried me was the strength of my character, like the things that my parents instilled in me, the education that I had, the brilliance that was really there that I just didn't recognize, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but the day you catch up, honestly, for anyone that's listening, the day you catch up, and this is cliche, you probably heard it before, with the reason as to why you were born, that's when your spirit lights up, you know? Because then you know you have work to do, you know? And so, and that's what happened to me, is just I slowly started to unfold and rip out all of those dark spaces and replace it with just light, you know? And, you know, light is very powerful. Light has the only, you know, only light can rid a room of darkness, you know? And so as I started to light up, I just wanted to share with the rest of the world. And hence, you know, just being totally empowered in my skin and wanting to just have others feel the same way.
I love that. And that's what I think is lacking today in the world. I mean, you mentioned spin the bottle being in a dark room and the wisdom all that separates us. And really in this day and age, when we're kind of self-isolating and everything, we're all apart for the most part. So the internet is making us be isolated. My 2-year-old's obviously going crazy. live internet, guys. But the thing that basically separates us now is space, but we don't realize the similarities we have with everything going on. So that journey you went through, I asked people in the audience, do you think you chose your empowerment or it was just something that someone taught you? And I know Chad put out there, I chose mine. So he said, I chose mine. Marcello said out there, light equals life.
That is right.
I like that. So as we're all separated right now, I think we're not recognizing the fact that we're all similar, but talk about empowered in your skin. I love what you're doing. So talk about how you're trying to impact so many people to help get that light out there.
Yeah, sure. So, so just to quickly, there was a day where in truth, I was feeling really empowered. And there's, you know, there's a feeling that you get where you just feel like you're levitating, like, you know, where it's just, It's just, I can't even, like, if anyone's felt it, then you know what I'm talking about. It's such a light feeling where you don't, well, you know, there's not much darkness that's holding you down. There's not much space of unforgiveness or, you know, resentment, anger, jealousy living within you. You know, it's light. You just have this desire to make everything that you do better, every experience that you're in great, you know? And so I came up with this brand, Empowered in My Skin. And it started off with really an event where I just wanted to bring to a platform the women at the time who had helped me through my journey, just simply because they were brave sheroes in theirs. And I wanted them to take the platform and then, you know, sort of spread their messages, their light, their love to others that I felt could also learn from them. And that's really what I want to do with Empowered in My Skin. I want to help people build really strong personal brands that have the capacity to, you know, create amazing experiences for themselves and for others. And I truly believe that's how we can affect real, lasting and sustainable change. It starts from within us, and then it starts from an intentional desire that every experience you're in, because you're in it, you're going to make it better. You know, like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you got to be being present, I think, is a big part of your word thing, because I love your poetry. So do you think we're not present enough? Because you probably meet people that you're going through challenges that help them feel empowered. Is presence a big issue with that?
Presence is huge. How many people are down like this all day, right? We're talking to somebody in there and you're like, Like, oh, it's not that, it's some other distraction. And that's why we have to be really, really intentional with that desire, you know? And so presence is a huge one. Do I have it on lock? I don't have shares on that. I'd like to buy it all up, but I definitely get distracted, which is why you have to be so intentional. And there's so many ways that you could do it. Like, for example, yourself, Daryl, and anyone that's listening right now, take in my voice. I want you to put your feet firmly on the ground, like so that you can feel the ground beneath your feet. Feel the ground beneath your feet. I want you to feel the ground beneath your feet and stay there. Stay in that feeling, because once you can ground yourself, once you can feel the ground, you're in the present moment, right? If before that, tell me if you felt the ground.
Oh no, you're just there.
Right? You're just there, and you probably would say that you were present because we're here, we're conversating. But full presence, you will feel the ground beneath your feet. You're in the moment. You know what I mean? You're where your feet are. You've probably heard that. That statement, be where your feet are.
Yeah, that's where Marcello had a question about that too. Oh, sorry, he had a good question about that. And you kind of led into it already, but how can someone identify the feeling? Is there anything you could share to help us identify the feeling? So he asked that while you're talking about it, but is there more to expand on that question?
The feeling of being liberated.
Yes.
How can somebody identify? So, Marcello, I'll put her on blast right now. I mean, she doesn't pay me for this promotion, but I do give it to her all the time. There's a book called A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. And the book talks about love and fear, how those are just the two most, babies are born into love and we learn fear, and fear is everything else, right? So when babies come out, they're like, wah! And then they're cuddled and they're kissed and they're cooed. Most babies in this world, right? And they're cooed and they're cute, and then they're breastfed or they're held, and people are like, let me hold them. No, let me. And then, you know, the baby starts to grow up and they turn one and two and three, and there's still so much love showered on this baby. And then maybe 6 years old. For me, it was six. First day of in a new school in an all white neighborhood. I walked into the class, cleared the room, you know, because people were afraid at what I look like, you know? And so that's the first scar. You know, and then something else happens that doesn't feel great. That's the second scar. And that's the second. And then you just kind of put Band-Aids over those scars, right?
Yeah.
For a really, really long time. So there's this armor that builds up. Well, to really feel liberated, you actually have to start to pay attention to how you show up when the worst happens. Like when somebody cuts you off and it triggers something in you to like, you know, whatever, yell back at that person, whatever. They didn't really do that. You know, they might have cut you off. How you reacted was what you chose, how you chose to react. But if you now start to say, why did I react like that? Like really and truly, like where does that come from? So you have to follow the thought. You have to start to, you have to know the feeling, then find the thought that created that feeling and then follow that thought. And if you can follow it back, like some for me was getting back to things that happened when I was 6, 12, the closet, those kind of things, you know? And then you start to ask yourself, those are not still true.
Yeah.
You know, those things have happened in the past. And what can be true, you know? And then you just replace it with truth that's more aligned with the person that you want to be. And when you can start that, when you can start to like live that kind of non-resistant life, like where it's like, you know what? Every experience I have, regardless if it's bad or if it's good, I'm going to take it for what it's worth. I'm going to take it as it has to happen in my life. There's a lesson. I'm going to turn teacher. I'm going to understand the lesson and then I'm going to teach it to help somebody else. You start to rid yourself of anything that really holds us down. Those, you know, those misfortunes, those circumstances that happen in our lives that have the ability to sort of dim our life and bring us down. You start to have less of those. And when you can have less of those, then you automatically, your spirit feels lighter. Like it actually feels lighter. You're more connected to who you are than who you're not, you know?
Ooh, I like that. Give some reactions for that. That was a knowledge bomb right there. Throw some reactions on the screen for that. I love that. That's excellent. And this makes me think about when we're going through the racial disparity that's heavily focused in the U.S., but it's everywhere, that when I look at places like Germany, when they went through the Holocaust, they have statues and things memorializing the victims, kind of saying, hey, we messed up. Sorry, we made a mistake. And America is kind of the opposite. We have this hard problem with accepting that slavery was bad and it's not all the way over totally. And looking at those scars, like you mentioned, we don't want to look at those scars of, hey, maybe we should make Juneteenth a holiday because we messed up for a long time. Sorry, you know, but there's this image like that's hard to undo. So why do you think it culturally is hard for people to recognize those scars and open up and let their heart beat out of their chest like that?
I think it's much easier. It's much easier to accept that as being the truth. It is, right? Like actually taking that scar, opening it up requires work. It requires hard work. It actually requires you believing that you have a part to play in what is happening. And I don't mean like, let me just say, for example, like if somebody came at me right now and with a racist remark and I decide to lash back at them, you know, I just disempowered myself and I gave them all my power, just gave it all away, you know? So it's not that what they did is right, but my reaction to that is also not right. If it's not in my, this is just my philosophy. If it's not coming from a place of love or understanding, sometimes it's just like, thank you for sharing that and walk away. Like I know sometimes it's hard to walk away from these things, and don't get me wrong. There's some things that still can get my blood up, but I have to recognize that it's just because it triggered something that already lived inside of me. And so that is what I'm talking about. That's your personal ownership. Right. Like there's nobody like, it's so funny. Maybe I'm putting my husband on blast. I don't need to do it, but like, it almost gets to a point. Like if my husband said, you pissed me off, I'm like, no, I don't actually have that kind of power. I said something and what I said, you've internalized it, connected it with something else that already lives inside of you that then pushed back something that said that pisses me off. Right. Because you had no, there's a great book by Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. So in now, in our present moment, there's actually no problems. Like in the moment, in the minute moment, there's no problems.
Yeah.
But when something does happen, and if you react to it from a very agitated, it's only because it connected with something that you've already experienced, which means that whatever it connected with was already in the past. And so what you've done, you've now brought the past into your present to affect it, right? So it's like when you can start to really get to that level of understanding about how much you are in control of your life, oh my gosh, you just empower yourself, empowered in my skin, right?
That makes sense, because I remember I was talking with Pierre Campbell the other day, and he had this great saying that my response is my responsibility.
Yeah.
And I told him to make a t-shirt out of that. My response is my responsibility. Powerful phrase. And I'm always the guy that's like, if you cut me off in the interstate, I'm like, guess he had a bad day today.
Or he could be saving you from an accident.
Right. I never get mad about it.
Sometimes I'm like, you go. Go and protect me.
But people have a hard time with that. They're like, they were a jerk. And it's like, well, that's just you dwelling on it. And it's usually people kind of perceive that as like, oh, you're just foo-foo and happy-go-lucky and everything's positive. But it's like, no, I just don't dwell on negative things. I keep on moving. And we got a lot of comments coming in now from people. So let me catch up to make sure they're engaged in the audience.
Just for a little bit of humor, just my license plate is excuse me. Because if I cut somebody off, I just...
They just look and see, oh, I get it. Yeah. That's a good one. I might have to change mine to say that. I don't cut a lot of people off, but that will help once or twice. But Laura had a good comment. Amen, you are, it's the Unicode. I can't read what it says. It is harder to accept. Thank you. It's not showing up on my end. It is harder to accept reality and easier to live in ignorance than hiding behind the issues. Yeah, definitely. You're responding to something past. Mm-hmm. And Chad had a question for you. Chad said, how has serving people help change your perspective on how you do business?
Oh my gosh, so much so. So Muhammad Ali had a great quote that says, service is the rent we pay for our time here on earth.
Yep.
And if I can show you my vision board, if I went to grab it, it says the best way to become a billionaire is to help a billion people. So I don't think when you're in service, you don't need to worry about your business. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you've created a need or something, you know, that people need, and then your business is going to, like, a real need, like, then your business is going to thrive. And which is why I always tell people, just focus on the service. How is you're doing serving? If you can translate, it's also more rewarding. Right. And when you're feeling more rewarded, guess what happens? Your creativity opens up, your innovation opens up, all of the things that you need in order to build a stronger business. What was the name of the person that asked the question?
Laura Nutt.
Laura Nutt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope I don't know if that helps, but I hope that answered the question. Thumbs up. Can they do thumbs up? No?
It's a delay for the thumbs up, but I see some claps happening. So I think, and then Marcello had a comment for you. He said, you're so deep and profound.
Ah, thank you, Marcello. deep and profound to recognize deep and profound. So right back at you.
Game recognize game. There you go. And Laura added on saying she loves the license plate. So excuse me is perfect. So empowerment, when we're talking about everybody's kind of hurting right now, I think with everything going on across the world, the whole world's paying attention to what's happening in the U.S. because it's gotten so bad. I mean, I'm in the state where the young man was shot running away from the police. And yes, he fought with the police. Yes, he grabbed the taser, but the taser was discharged 2 times, so it couldn't work anymore. And the cops kicked him after they shot him and said, I got him. After he was shot and laying there fighting for his life, there's audio recording the cops saying, I got him. And when you hear stuff like that, like, I'm a father of three, he was a father of three, so that gets me. And empowerment, we have this rage going on right now, but I don't think there's enough empowerment in communities because we march, we talk, but nothing really happens all the time. So what are you doing to kind of help these women you're meeting, to help empower them? Because I think a lot of people need that to help them get empowered in their business and their personal lives.
Yeah, and I think that's such an important point. So I don't pretend, I know we're on here, we're going to be talking about it for, you know, 45 minutes in total. It's not easy. Like, even for me, it is absolutely not easy. I have to employ daily habits that keep me empowered, that keep me capable to empower other people. You know, it's an intentional and daily habit that I've chosen to do. And so I have locked into that I am not going to allow myself to be disempowered anymore. Do I still have things that, you know, in moments or a day or two, like, disempower me? Of course, I still do. But I think because of my habits, I'm able to quickly come out of it. And so as a result of that, I look at all that's happening. And of course, for someone like myself, it breaks my heart. Like, you know, why can't we just figure this thing out? You know, regulations will not change hearts. This is a heart. Like, in my opinion, I'm not the president or politician or anything, but this is a heart problem.
Yeah.
You know, this is a problem where someone can look at you or look at me, and just because we look other than, they're not even engaged in a conversation that would get us to figure out where we share experiences. You understand? Because it's in our experiences that we connect.
Yeah.
And so I can't, I can't yet, not saying I won't, I can't yet change like the massive angry people, but there's a lot of people that are hungry. They're on the cuspice of just coming over the edge into full empowerment, just coming over the edge of leading from a place of love going forward. They're just on the edge of wanting to love forward and forget the past and move forward towards big change. And we're talking about people, doesn't matter what you look like, what your preferences are. We're talking about there's a whole community of people that all look different, who all want to unite, even though, and I said it, I heard it the other day, that unity doesn't necessarily have to mean uniformity. So it's about doing things that will get to those people, you know, and those people now are online. So to answer your question, if I have an opportunity to speak, I will come online and I will share a story on love. I will share a message on love. I will share through my experiences because I know that that's how we connect. I do a lot of things personally, like, you know, group mentoring. Like I had extra time in COVID. So, you know, brought together 18 amazing, amazing intelligence women. And I just said, how about we just power up our capabilities, you know? And so we brought other big, you know, thought leaders and I've had them coming in to speak every single Wednesday and it's been phenomenal. And I've been able to see their just the growth of the group over the last 6-8 weeks. Like, it's amazing. Just 18 women just feeling more empowered. My team, you know, I don't know if they're tuned in, but today, every Friday we have a shout out call. And we've been doing it for 2.5 years. And it happens every Friday. If there's a holiday, we move it to the day before. We do not miss it. And it's just 30 minutes where we just shout each other out for little things, because it's all the little things that make big things better, you know, big things happen. Sorry. And I can't remember when. It's maybe about a year, might be a year now. One of the things that we do throughout the week is we have this, what is your quote of the week? So everyone, like a team of about almost 100 people, you can submit quotes. We don't often get all 100, although if you're listening, looking for that day when we get 100 quotes. Yeah, but we get like mass, like 20, let's just say about 20 quotes. And my whole idea around that is to put positive messaging in front of them for 30 minutes, because you don't recognize just that little 30 minutes with like amazing quotes there in front of you, and you're taking it in, and it's feeding into your subconscious for a time when you need it. It's powerful. And that's just 30 minutes, right? And so I'm sharing that because it's not about trying to get everyone that is, you know, angry right now. It's about, you know, really trying to just, let's just at least tackle those people who are just about to get over onto the side, the right side of history. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, and then what happens is then they have a network of people that they can then connect to and start to pull along. Because once you're crossover, it's about reaching back and pulling somebody along with you, you know? And so, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to let.
I like it. And Laura is liking what you're saying too. Laura has a good comment here for you. I love your passion and strength and choice to not be disempowered, but to find ways to always empower regardless of what happens.
Yes.
Truth, tenacity, and beauty.
Thank you.
Laura's a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Laura too.
And Elizabeth actually put, you're quoting a number of books showing you read a lot. Your wealth of information indeed. Yeah, it's important to read. Yes. There's always that thing, readers are leaders. I wish more people read, because then I would have known Juneteenth when I was younger, but I didn't read a lot when I was younger. So please read, people. And Marcello said, and in case you're president. So he...
I wish. I'm Canadian.
But hey. Prime Minister Rashida Jones. You and Rashida Jones can run Canada. Here's a good question from Chad, though. What are your thoughts about where you see your business in 20 years and if you plan on working from home permanently due to COVID-19?
Okay, so two things. So I am employed by a big Canadian organization. So that is a job that pays me and that I love. I have a love for tech. So my career is in that space. The business I made for Empowered My Skin, where do I see it in 20 years? Exactly what I quoted before. It will be an empowerment platform that has proven the ability to impact 1 billion people. I believe that it's possible. 1 billion empowered is the hashtag, and that I want to, you know, make happen. And yeah, so it will be about really creating, it's obviously all going to be online. So I see myself being able to come back here with you. We're going to break the internet because all 1 billion are going to want to listen to this interview again.
Hey, Pierre and I broke it on Wednesday. We broke it. I lost connection several times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So no, but honestly, I can almost get emotional. It's not, it has nothing to do with money. Like, you know, if the outcome of that is I'm a billionaire, was it Marcello that asked that?
Yeah, well, you know, Chad asked about you 20 years. That was Chad.
Yeah, so to be quite honest, Chad, like if I had to have a slogan right there, in 20 years, my business will definitely be able to say she was here, you know? Mm-hmm. And then do I see myself? I would say that, yes, it is quite possible, you know, since March 11th, when we were put into quarantine, I have been able to work. Do I want to? No, I miss the balance. I wouldn't mind now saying I'm creating kind of a hybrid, like a balance to be back in the office and home. Yeah. But I think there's a lot of businesses that are already declaring that they're not going back into brick and mortar, right? They haven't felt a need. I believe it's an opportunity for a lot of businesses that spend money on real estate to
reinvest it somewhere else,
right? But
sorry, real estate people, quick disclaimer, sorry for commercial realtors. You won't like that, but it's reality.
Sorry.
There's some commercial realtors that are watching. Like, why did you say that?
Figure something. The other thing is open up your creativity. Do not feel discouraged. That's the key.
Yeah.
Do not feel discouraged. Just open up your creativity. There's 7.5 billion people on this planet. There is space for you to have to pivot if for whatever reason what's happening in this world is changing what you've been doing, you know?
Yep.
So that's key, right? Don't be discouraged. Look for what you can now create, you
know? And we had Jake Roberts added a hashtag here. He put, I asked what's your favorite hashtag or quote. He said, make positivity louder.
Yes.
There's a hashtag, make positivity louder. Laura added a quote. This is for your 100 quotes. I asked for some quotes real quick, so we got some on here. Be yourself because everybody else is taken.
Woo! Yes.
That's the one. There are some reactions for that. I'm sure all of you have heard that, but actually when you think about it, really think about it.
You! Yes.
And then Jake added a comment. I just read about Elaine Brown and the amazing work she did in Oakland. I also didn't know the story of Juneteenth. My question is for people who are just being inundated with the true history of America, how do they stay positive? Okay, so you got a black man and a black woman, both from North America, so different experiences, the black experience, but pretty similar. It's not about being negative, just embracing reality. Slavery happened.
Yeah.
It was a thing. It genuinely happened, but it's never been really apologized for extensively. It's kind of more like, hey, you're free now, be happy. That's kind of what I feel like has been the message, because Juneteenth wasn't celebrated. It was just, y'all are free, civil rights happened, you got the Voting Act, everything's good. But if nobody wants to apologize for the sins of their ancestors. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I've seen a lot of my Caucasian counterparts saying, hey, man, I know my parents were in the Civil War on the wrong side. I apologize. And I know I didn't do it. And I didn't pick any cotton. But I still know that my family had to go through that. And it's created the system we're in now. So it's not about being negative. It's just embrace what actually happened. Then we can move forward. If you keep saying it didn't happen and it wasn't a big deal, then it's going to be negative. Because then with everybody saying all lives matter, I'll let you know that's a protest to our protest. When you say all lives matter, we all common sense know all lives matter. But when you say all lives matter, it negates the fact that the Black House is on fire.
Oh my God.
That's the one that needs the fire hose. The one that's on fire, not the one that's fine. So that's my feedback on it. But what's your thoughts on it?
Well, first of all, on the black light, all we're saying is we're just saying just matters. Like I heard a comedian the other day, I'm pretty sure that broke the internet. He's so right. We're just saying just matters. Like get over it. Like why is it now a political statement? And so for me, it's a distraction. I'm like, okay, you know what? Cool. All lives matter. Now let's continue with the point. Right? Like if that's what you need in order to be able to, let's just continue the conversation. Cool. I give you that. Mm. You got that for this. You got, because it doesn't, like at the end of the day, I feel like we're fighting something that it's like, why are we even fighting? Like we're fighting.
Right.
Why are we wasting our energy on that? If that's what you need to believe, cool. Well, I'm about to listen. Because it's just matters. That's it. Just matters. The guy even said, what's less than matters? Black lives don't exist. Like, well, black lives exist or something. And it just, but something that you said earlier, it's an analogy that it just came to me, but maybe it's something I've heard before. It's like when somebody has a really traumatic experience, like whether it's, you know, they've gone through some sexual trauma or death or something, or a loss of a job. Think about a job loss, right? You walk into a room, there's your employer and HR or somebody, right? And then they tell you, I'm sorry, we have to let you go. Then they leave you with a counselor or somebody, right, to talk to. And then they give you a number to say, here's counseling so that you can go and get help with finding your resume, with, you know, if in case this is, you know, because obviously you have a lifestyle that you need to support and maybe now this is going to create stress and all this and the other, but it's to take care of your mental health, your emotions, to protect that, right? What people don't recognize is just one day telling people that have been enslaved and controlled that you're free
isn't enough. Yeah, it's like, all right, like, go on.
To do what? They for years they watched their women raped, the men killed. Like, do you not recognize the level of stress that creates on a human being, the mental health and the capacity that they have to even feel empowered to take a step forward, to know what to do? Like, that is essentially what happened. And it boggles my mind that people are not willing. They can believe it for a job loss, but you can't believe it for black people enslaved for 400 plus years and then set free. And they're supposed to just figure it out.
Get over it. Well, you're describing the Canadian system. In the U.S., we don't get counselors and all that. We lose a job. Oh, they say, hey. They're like, hey, we're letting you go. Go to the unemployment line. You'll be all right.
We're very, very nice in Canada. But question again. I just want to make sure. I just want to read it again. Jake's question.
The main part was
stay positive. So that's perfect. So Jake, true story. Okay. So May 25th was when George Floyd was killed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so. Probably it was more when, like, in my space, it was more when everybody woke to what happened. Suddenly it was like, oh, did you see that? Right. And so it was the overwhelming response to what that meant. In a lot of cases, I'm some people's only black friends. So I was the person that they called.
Yeah.
and then there was also, as a leader, you know, you're asked to come and speak or to share or this, any. So there was a lot of that. Plus I'm watching the news. Plus I'm reading articles. It took me a while to watch the video. Because I'm also, because I read a lot, why did I lose that word? Holy Spirit, speak to me.
Your imagination.
Okay. I only needed to hear what happened to feel it. Like, it was actually like I didn't need to see it, but I have watched it, which didn't help make it any better. But what I recognized is all of a sudden it was a Tuesday. It was probably last Tuesday because I felt like I was in darkness. Like, I felt like I understood. I was pushing through. Like, I was probably still pushing out positivity, but I didn't feel that all the way to my core. And I realized in that moment that I forgot about fundamentally what I typically identify myself with, which is positive messages, love, you know, empowerment. And I said, well, just because this happened, that doesn't change who I am at the core. And so I was like, okay, Ink, we got to reverse this. And then what I realized is that I was in it. So the way to stay positive is to stand for it. There's a difference between standing for and being in. When you're in, then you're consumed. And when you're consumed, you're like, think about it. When you say consumed, it's a word that brings you down. But when you say, you know, I'm going to stand for this, you lift up. And so I'm like, you know, I'm going to stand for this. I'm going to give voice to the voiceless. I'm going to beef up my game, you know, to help my community. I'm going to speak love. Like, and then really that week I delivered a positivity message on love, which I shared the other day on LinkedIn. And I'm going to really start to empower people to recognize that they can do something, you know?
Yeah.
So that's so Jake, that's how I'd answer it. The way to really stay positive is to just mind yourself. Are you in it? Are you being consumed by what's happening? Or are you saying, you know what, I'm gonna stand for this. This is on my watch, this is gonna happen less and less and less if I have something to do with it. When you stand, when you deliberate about what you, when you're intentional about, I'm standing on the side of eradicating this BS. Then you start to get back to it gives you purpose, and purpose breeds positivity. Come on.
And that's why Lori gave you is so true. And then Jake added to that as well. We the people, it doesn't matter unless Black Lives Matter. That's my belief. So thank you for that, Jake.
Yes. Oh, you know, my whole thing is that, you know, yes, in truth, all lives matter. I have a philosophy that you're not a leader until everyone crosses over the line with you. That's a real leader. It means that it's all. You can look around and you can see, you can definitely say I'm all. I heard the most profound thing the other day, that we talk about inclusion, diversity, and organizations talk about inclusion, diversity, but within their organization, there's so much disparity. And really and truly, then that's hypocrisy. You know, so you're rearranging the furniture of your organization to make it look aesthetically pleasing, you know, but in the reality, there's a lot of disparity because you don't have diversity at all levels that matter, you know? And so it's an all for me, man, until we're all in it, that's leadership, man. You got to create spaces and places that all can thrive. Every human on this earth, and it makes me emotional. Sorry, I don't mean to be.
No, it's fine.
And that's my podcast, Own Your Thrive. Every human on this earth, it's our birthright to thrive. Babies, when they come out, they don't know hate. They don't know it. They have to learn it, which means it took another human that had a responsibility to nurture love to that other human that taught them hate. You know, babies don't come out hating people. You know, this is something we learn. We are meant to thrive. So as leaders, we have to make sure that everyone is thriving. That's our responsibility.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Now, I can get emotional about that because, I mean, that's when you see these children that have been quarantined and they're like 5 and 6 and they're Black, white, Hispanic, and they run and hug each other. They don't know that the kid's Black or white. Nobody chose the skin they showed up in. Nobody gets to pick. While I'm in the birth canal, I want to choose a purple suit. Like, you don't get that. You just show up how you show up. And Laura added to that, an apology does not dismantle the system. So that's what we always get is apologies. Like, sorry for your loss. I mourn for the families. Right. That is not changing the system. That's just an apology.
Guilt is not a solution.
Yep. And Sasha, I can't say your whole name, Sasha, but he said yay for group mentoring. So thank you for jumping in, Sasha.
Sasha Lee Chinloy, she's in the group mentoring group that I mentioned. Yay!
Oh, that's someone you know. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
I never want to butcher anybody's name, so I say what I can say.
Yeah, keep Sasha moving. Lee Chinloy. Yeah, she's wicked.
Perfect. And then thanks for joining us, Sasha. And then Jake added, secondary trauma is real, and I want to help the community of peers find positivity, but I also want to respect the healing process.
Yeah, I don't think they're mutually exclusive, though, Jake. So, you know, positivity to me, like, look, I'm gonna just talk about love for a second. So I talk about a message of love, and oftentimes we automatically go to the romantic side of love, but I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about that type of love that when you know you're loved, you're cared for, it feels good, you know? Mm-hmm. And allowing someone space to heal is giving them positive grace. You know what I mean? It's like, it is a sign of positivity. When you're allowing somebody, you know, grace and space to heal, whatever you need, take the time. Whatever, if you need someone to talk to, I'm here for you. You know, so the two are not mutually exclusive. They can both live in the same space, you know? And so my whole thing is, I often tell people, because some people are like, oh, I don't want to go and talk to her because she's just so optimistic. That makes me laugh. Sorry.
That's a bad reason to not want to talk to somebody.
But I get it, because some people like to stew in their problems, right? And so if you want to stew, I'm not the person to come and talk to. But here's what I always try to do. I try to be, and sometimes I'm not that great at it, but I try to be that person that, okay, tell me what's going on. Talk to me, you know? And they'll talk to me and I'll say, you know, as much as possible, I'll say, okay, is there anything else, right? Like, is there anything else you need to let out? What now? And then sometimes it's like, well, why do you believe that's true? You know, what would need to be true for you to think differently? You know, and can I give you another perspective? You know, because sometimes we think it's the only perspective is what we feel happened to us. But at the end of the day, that's the choice we have chosen to take and make meaning of what just happened. So if you can take that choice, then I can give you another choice that's more positive. And you can choose the more positive choice, right?
I'm with you in that positive thing, because people do the same with me. Like, oh, you're so happy. How do you say positive all the time? Like, why be negative? You're choosing to be that way.
That's what I'm saying. Why be negative? I haven't always. I mean, I know. I would say that my negativity, for the most part, was always self-directed.
Yeah.
You know? I if I think back to what people tell me from, like, high school and all this, and even though I was bullied and all this, and I don't have people telling me that you were a jerk or you weren't a very nice person, you know, I don't necessarily have that, but I recognize then that the person that I was most negative towards was myself, you know?
Yeah.
And that got me to learn that, you know, negativity comes from within, and as bad as
that's why. Elizabeth, you got a mic dropper for that. I think you can easily get lost in your pain if that's all you're used to.
That's right. That's right.
Good one there, Elizabeth.
Which is why our environments matter, right? Like, sometimes our environments keep us in our pain. I think that's a really hard thing on the road to positivity, on a road to more empowered life. You have to pay really close attention to who's in your environment, because there's some people that are your best friends when you're in your pain. And when you start coming out of your pain, they suddenly can't hang with you no more. And you have to be okay it's not beef. It's just that you have to be okay to say, well, I want to fly. I actually soar. I got to leave the net. I got to leave that nest, you know, and fly on. Yeah.
Well, perfect. And I want to get this question in here, because it's a really good one from Leah Hansley. Leah said, peace and empowerment. What can I do? What can I do to make sure I'm contributing positivity to change? So this is going to be a great way to wrap this all up. I know you guys need to get back to your Juneteenth celebration. So what can I do to contribute towards positivity to change?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it starts with you. I would say, Leah, when you wake up every morning and your eyes open, I personally believe in God. You know, God opens up my eyes every single day to gifts I get every single morning. When you put your feet off on the floor, you know, make an intentional decision that on that day that it's going to be better simply because you're living through it, you know? And so, you know, every day I have a mantra that says I create amazing experiences for myself and others. And the way to create change is, so far as wherever you're being, you, the human, Leah, wherever you are, just bring your light, bring your love, bring your positivity, bring your sense of empowerment, bring your courage, bring your bravery, bring it into that moment, because that's where you'll start to create change. And change happens in the little things that we do. You know, it's not these big things. Don't try and go and fix big policy. You know what I mean? You'll get there, but it starts with you just making some intentional decisions that the experiences that you have, whether you're driving to work or you're going to a Tim Hortons or you're going to the grocery store or somebody arrives at your door, that you exhibit kindness, that you give them a smile, that you maybe we thump and now that we can't hug and all this and the other, or you send a random email, like all of those little things you have to do really, really, really well. We have to fix the big things, but we're not doing the little things a little well. Be faithful over few, so that you can be ruler over much, you know? And so do the little things really, really well, and you'll start to see them expand and grow.
That's a great actionable thing. I love that you have actionable ways to be positive, because I know we have this influx of positive talk on LinkedIn where it's not actionable. It's just kind of like, my day is awesome because of this, or, you know, random stuff like that. So thank you for sharing. And Laura had a good way to end it as well. You're an amazing counselor by nature, speaking the therapist jargon in your positivity, passion, and powerful voice. I love it.
Thank you, Laura. I love you. I love you, Laura.
And Jake said, very true. Thank you for the clarity and actionable steps towards healing.
Yes.
So that's what we need nowadays, folks. You got my vote for prime minister, president, whatever you want from politics. You got my vote because you've the character. That's what we need, is character in today's world. There's not enough people with character stepping up and putting out positive messages. So thank you, Queen, for everything you shared today.
Thank you. Thank you,
King. Yeah, if you guys, Juneteenth, you get questions about it, don't know, ask somebody, just, you know, or Google it. Some of my agents I was training said they looked it up today. So at least look it up just to find out, because that's how I learned Cinco de Mayo isn't really a Mexican holiday. It's just a day that we celebrate, but they don't necessarily recognize it. So learn about other cultures, other people. That's what this is all about. We all are the same inside. We have the same organs, systems, all that's exactly the same. It's just we have different outside skin for the suit. For the people that want to learn more about you and you're empowered in my skin, what should they do?
Yeah, so one, follow, since we're on LinkedIn, I'll just say follow here on LinkedIn. And my brother Daryl gave me an amazing idea, so I'm probably going to launch a business page and just make sure that I'm intentional about my personal and LinkedIn. So you'll see that coming. I have a podcast called Own Your Thrive. Own Your Thrive podcast, available on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Check it out. EmpoweredInMySkin.com. And on Instagram, my it's a little bit hard, but you could type it in. So my first name, NKECHI. _ IFBB Pro. So that's another side of me. I'm a professional bodybuilder in the IFBB organization. Yeah. And so that's where I am on Instagram.
I'm trying to get it on there. Let me see if I got this right.
There you go. Yeah. That's me on Instagram.
Yeah. You're diverse like I am. Well, the other day, my wife, I said something like, somebody said I'd be a conformist for something. Like, I'm wearing masks though when I go in public. And a colleague of mine said, I thought you conform and do what we did. And I said, well, I'm a Black, bilingual, Spanish-speaking vegan that celebrates all versions of Christmas. I'm not really the conformist type. I'm kind of weird. So, but she's like, that was pretentious. Like, well, I'm just saying who I am. I'm a very different kind of person. So sounds like you are as well, because you don't see too many Black female bodybuilders that are also life coaches and counselors.
And technology.
Yes.
Can I just say something to you, Daryl, just in a moment?
Go for it.
I thank you. I just want to thank you. I honor you. I have space for you. I have a heart full of, you know, blessings for you. I love what you're doing. It is amazing. The fact that you're going live indicates just, you know, that you're leaving your mark here in this world, and that's big. And so I applaud your bravery and your courage, and the fact that you're bringing on thought leaders and other amazing people that are doing amazing things and sharing your platform the way that you do. It's very generous, and you're quite amazing. And so, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm making it up as I go, but I appreciate the kind words, because I am a one-man show. So this is all me. There's no producer behind the scenes.
You're a creator, not a consumer of this world. And that's important. That counts.
Well, thank you. It comes from my days of listening to Wu-Tang and decided I want to be a rapper. So, I've kept that mindset. But thank you, folks, for watching Business of Benefits. If you know someone that needs help with love, with them being empowered, tag them on the replay, share this with them so they can watch it. This will be an audio version at some point, but I'm at episode 65 or something right now, so I'm very backlogged. But again, thank you for all the viewership and the comments. We'll see you next time. And make sure you tell someone you love Happy Juneteenth.
Yes. Love you all. Bye.